This is Jay Sekulow. Here's the latest outrage from the Freedom From Religion Foundation talking about that statue in Montana, the depiction of Jesus. Here's what they say. This cement shrine has no artistic value. It is in no way unique.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Just to help the
neighbors out. It has been a part of a World War II memorial for nearly 60 years, but the statue of Jesus right there may soon be removed because one group says it violates the separation between church and state.
Montana Congressman Denny Rehberg is fighting for the statue to stay put.
It's 25 by 25 feet. It's not a problem.
I hope the people of Montana are successful in keeping the anti-religious bunch from taking the Jesus statue. One nation under God.
It's America. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Forest Service has backed off. They suggest that they are willing to reconsider the issue so that we need people from all over the nation to say enough is enough.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
The statue is more than a religious symbol. It was erected as a memorial and a tribute to Montana freedom fighters during World War II for their bravery, dedication, and patriotism.
And it overlooks a free nation.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, we were hoping yesterday that we would exceed 45,000 signatures online. I am happy to report that we are just a little shy of 47,000 signatures about this statue in Montana. I'm also going to ask our team to post on the website the picture of the actual statue that is from Montana and a shot from a World War II memorial that was actually a statue of Jesus. This is what they saw in Switzerland, in the Alps, and our team went to work and found this, and we're going to post both, which shows you what's so significant here. Our phone lines are open for you. Why is it that these groups insist on removing any symbolism honoring World War II veterans, in this particular case, that has any reference to faith? Again, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Logan's in the studio with me. He'll be taking your calls, so we encourage you to call us at 1-800-684-3110. Well, yesterday I asked Miles Terry, one of our attorneys here at the ACLJ, to go through a series of documents that we were able to get to come up with where this is coming from and what's the status right now. At the beginning of the broadcast, I mentioned that the Freedom From Religion Foundation, in their letter of complaint to the Forestry Services, said that this cement shrine has no artistic value. It is no way unique. They then continue to say that public comment on this issue is irrelevant, inappropriate, and divisive. They believe that on this issue, the American people's right to engage this issue, talk about this issue, is evidently irrelevant, inappropriate, and divisive. Let me even take it a step further. The Forestry Service, in response to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, said that a religious property cannot be historically significant under the National Historic Preservation Act by virtue of its religious value to a group or a community alone. Now, this monument is a duplicate of what our soldiers saw, specifically the 10th Cavalry from Montana, during World War II. And here's what's also interesting. It's supposed to be not historically significant according to the Religious Freedom Foundation and the Forestry Service. Well, that's interesting because the Montana Historical Society says that this statue has long been part of the historic identity of the area, that it's not just a religious site exclusively because people don't go there to pray, but it's a local landmark that is part of the history of the community. That's from the Montana Historical Society. So they know exactly what it is. Folks, we're at 46,893 of you online. I want to be over 50,000 by the end of the week between lines and between online and on the phones. You go to aclj.org right now. You can sign up online, have your voice heard. That way you're signing a letter that we're filing with the Forestry Service. We're also going to let the government officials know in the House and Senate. Again, 877-989-2255. Let's get to 50,000 by the end of the week. We're within 3,000 already. What a great start. Here's the number, 877-989-2255, or simply go to aclj.org. You can sign up online or call us at 877-989-2255. Will not fall.
You know their tactics. They targeted the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and even our national motto. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, anti-Christian group, now has its sights set on removing a significant piece of the history and heritage of Montana. In the 1950s, World War II veterans from the Knights of Columbus put up a statue of Jesus at the Whitefish Mountain Resort. Now the atheist group wants it removed, saying the display is, quote, a ruse and a sham, and calling on the Forest Service to end a long-standing lease that would force the 56-year-old display to go. The ACLJ is taking a stand, fighting to keep this display in place. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to our letter to the Forest Service demanding that the lease be renewed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. Add your name to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
That really are serving at the foundation of this, and we're finding out all kinds of goodies. I'm going to have more on this tomorrow, but one of the things that I'm most concerned about right now is the fact that the Forestry Service has said that a religious property cannot be historically significant under the National Historic Preservation Act because of its religious value to a group or community alone. And I'm staring at it. We're posting this online, an actual picture of the Knights of Columbus statue that's up right now in Montana, and I'm looking at a World War II, actually from that period of time, the 1940s, a statute that the Montana one is a duplicate of, which is what our soldiers saw when they were fighting in the Alps. And, folks, it's exactly the same. And that's the whole idea here. Now, they're saying it's not historically relevant. The Montana Historic Society says it is. They're saying that there's an Establishment Clause violation. It's a World War II monument. It's not the fact that it's a religious symbolism doesn't mean it make it unconstitutional. And you fight back here and you win. We're in an administrative process. Remember, they were going to remove this statute, and we went to work on this. We've now heard from literally online 46,910 of you. We are getting close to 50,000 again. We're filing formal comments. They are opening up a 30-day window to file comments to see if we can win this in the first phase of the administrative review. That's where I need your help. I want you to go with me to the Forestry Service, to the Congress, to get a victory here, but this is where I need your help. You go to your phones right now at 877-989-2255, and let's take a stand with this monument, with our World War II veterans. Let's take a stand for freedom here. Not be intimidated by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Again, 877-989-2255, or another very easy way to do it is just go to aclj.org. Logan's in our media center with me here, and he's going to take our first call.
All right, Zach's calling from Montana on line one. Zach, welcome to the program.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
I just wanted to first off thank the ACLJ and Mr. Seculo for all your support. I'm calling from about 10 minutes from the base of the mountain where the statue stands, and I'm the co-founder of BigMountainJesus.com. And the community here in the Flathead Valley and throughout Montana is very supportive of keeping the statue where it is. And we are just tired of the federal government coming into our state, telling us what to do with our statue, telling us what to do with the wolves. And, you know, we're just very grateful for all of those out there that have signed your letter.
Well, Zach, let me ask you a couple questions because we didn't know you were going to call, and we're thrilled that you did. Let me ask you a question. First of all, when were you first made aware of exactly what the situation had become with this Freedom From Religion Foundation threat?
Yeah, I think it was a week ago Monday, or excuse me, a week ago Friday. So it's been about 10, 11 days.
How many people are on your, do you have a Facebook set up also?
We do. If they go to BigMountainJesus.com, it'll take them right to our Facebook page.
So this has been in the last 10 days. I think it's important for people to understand this, Zach, that this was going under the radar screen and was just going to – this statue was going to be removed. And the public outcry on this has been significant. What's interesting about that is – and again, I'm going to point to the legal work that was done literally overnight by Miles Terry from our staff here at the ACLJ, one of our associate counsels. He went through all of these documents. We've got probably an inch thick of documents or so. And one of the things you find out is – what these groups are thinking. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation actually has written, and this is, you know, again, this is their lyrics, this is their words, so to speak. They said this, that public comment on this issue is irrelevant, inappropriate, and divisive. First of all, we have a First Amendment to the United States Constitution that guarantees us that freedom. Zach, when you were putting together that website, you were exercising your right to freedom of speech. We're right now exercising our right to petition the government for redress of grievances. But, Zach, how does it make you feel that the group that's trying to get that taken down, that monument taken down, is saying you have no right to speak on this, it's inappropriate and divisive?
Well, I'm sure as you can imagine, we're pretty independent people here in Montana. And the thought that an atheist group out of Wisconsin can convince someone in D.C. to tell us what to do with a 25-foot by 25-foot parcel of land on our mountain infuriates us and goes against everything our founders intended on religious matters in terms of states handling those matters.
All right, here's what I want everybody to do. You've heard from Zach. He's one of the co-founders of the website that got all of this started. We didn't know he was calling in today. We're thrilled that he has. Folks, here's what I want you to do. We are getting very close to 50,000 signatures to this comment letter that's going to be going into the Forestry Service. You just heard from Zach. You got a group out of Wisconsin, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, intimidating the federal government so much that the federal government orders the removal of a statue of Jesus. That statue is a World War II memorial, and I am looking at, you can hear it, you can't see it. Maybe we'll get our TV cameras back in here tomorrow and we'll do another program for television on this. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the, and Logan, you're a media guy. There you've got it. You've got both of the pictures. Those are about as close as you can get, and that's a duplicate of what they saw in World War II.
Right, especially a recreation at the time. Remember, this isn't something that they could have just thrown up now where it's digital age where everything looks identical. It is very, very similar for the time frame.
So a World War II monument that was basically, in 1953, duplicated.
Right, you're basically saying they're taking it from memory, essentially.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So here's what I want everybody to do. You go to your phones right now. We're going to stand with Zach. We're going to stand with the people of Montana. We're going to stand with our World War II veterans. But, folks, there's no excuse here. I need you to call right now and add your name to this letter. Because I've got to get, I want to, by the time it's over and we get to the phones and we get to the mail, I want to be at 200,000 as we fight this thing through. Here's the number. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. I encourage you to do that as well. By the way, when you go to aclj.org, you can make an online donation. I want to go back to Zach in a moment here and ask him a question. But before I do that, again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org to go ahead and do that. Logan, let's take another call. We'll try to get back to Zach in a moment.
Okay, we ability to take another call. We got Zach back up. All right, Zach's actually back up on the show. Zach, welcome back.
Hey, Zach, thanks for being back here. Let me ask you a question. What's the response like in the local community right now? We talked about a little bit of the people in Montana outrage, but how much enthusiasm is building as the support for this continues to grow?
Well, if I can just give you a little idea, you know, there's a Flathead Area Secular Association that has tried to combat it. And I think last I saw they had 31 likes on their Facebook page. And in a small community here of 5,000 people, we had 3,500 active users and nearly 800 likes in, I think, our first 6 days.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's put up a link on our website so people can like your site and put in same thing on Facebook, guys, and everything else. Maybe even send out a Twitter on this to get people to sign up. I will tell you this. We've also heard from Zach just since we've been on the phone, a couple of hundred people on their phones and probably another 100 or so, or maybe more on, or more than that. We're getting close to 50,000 on the internet. So, hey, Zach, what's for the best people to follow what you're doing, what's the best place for them to go?
BigMountainJesus.com.
All right, BigMountainJesus.com. And that, by the way, that BigMountainJesus.com statute, and I'm looking at it. Logan and I have been looking at it. I'm looking at the ones that were there in World War II, folks. This is a World War II memorial. And the idea that the Forestry Service has said that there is a religious property cannot be historically significant. Think about that for a moment. Our government is saying a monument cannot be historically significant because it's religious, which is interesting because the Montana Historic Society says the exact opposite, and so did those World War II soldiers. So again, 877-989-2255 for you to speak out on this issue, for you to join with us, or ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255. Logan, who's next?
Scott's calling from Missouri Line 4. Scott, welcome to the program.
Hi, Scott.
Well, good afternoon, Jay. I'm a prior service Marine, prior
Great.
Service Army Medical.
Thank you for your service.
And Executive Director of Veterans in Defense of Liberty, which is a growing contingency of veterans who understand their oath to defend and protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, did not evaporate when we took off our uniform. As such, Jay, Veterans in Defense of Liberty most staunchly endorses your stand in defense of our liberties in the Montana case. This monument is dedicated to our brothers and sisters, and we will not see that dedication defiled. Furthermore, we call upon all veterans to stand with us in this endorsement, and we will be sending ACLJ's petition to all of our members and asking that they share
Great.
Everyone that they know.
That is, listen, I appreciate that, Scott, because, and I want to encourage other people to do that, and that is to send this, send it out to others, your friends, to people that are on your address books, send it out via Twitter, whatever way you can communicate, because my goal here, Scott, is this. We've got to, you know, significantly override the negative response. We're going to be able to do that. But I want to be speaking on behalf of 200,000 people. That's my goal here. We're about a quarter of the way there already in just less than 3 or 4 days. But that's where everybody comes in. And, Scott, knowing the Veterans Associations are with us makes a huge, huge difference. So I want to encourage people. And Logan, let people know between Twitter and Facebook, the impact of social media on something like this could be really significant. We need to be utilizing that right now.
That's right. This kind of issue is something we've done before, and it can really go viral. We encourage you to share it with all of your friends. It's very simple to understand. It's a very simple message. So just share it on Facebook, tweet about it, do whatever you can, just get the word out to people know, because this is a universal issue, really.
Yeah, it really is, and it's not that this is over within a few days here. This is the first period's 30 days, then there's going to be a 45-day review period, so we've got to move right now, though, in this 30-day period. Scott, we appreciate the veterans. We want veterans to call us on air at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. More of your calls when we come back, but folks, go to your phones now. Let's stand up for those veterans, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You can make an online donation. We're in a matching challenge. It's doubled. We appreciate that. Or 877-989-2255.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com. You know their tactics. They targeted the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and even our national motto. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, anti-Christian group, now has its sights set on removing a significant piece of the history and heritage of Montana. In the 1950s, World War II veterans from the Knights of Columbus put up a statue of Jesus at the Whitefish Mountain Resort. Now the atheist group wants it removed, saying the display is, quote, a ruse and a sham, and calling on the Forest Service to end a long-standing lease that would force the 56-year-old display to go. The ACLJ is taking a stand, fighting to keep this display in place. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to our letter to the Forest Service demanding that the lease be renewed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. Add your name to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. I am happy to report that we've just exceeded online. 47,037 people have joined this cause online. On Facebook, we've had 5,438 people like this. Logan, before you get a call, talk to people if they go to the website to utilize Facebook on our website, how they get to that, Twitter, the whole thing. We've got all kinds of social media available now.
Right. If you're looking to just go directly to it, probably the easiest way is go to aclj.org and find the links through there. If not, if you search ACLJ, you'll find, I believe it's twitter.com/officialACLJ, I believe is what the Twitter account is. But we're all over the place, and you can find it really simply if you just go to aclj.org and figure out ways to share it in all sorts of different ways. Like you said, it's already starting to go viral. We needed to go more.
I've got a Facebook page also, Jay Sekulow, J-A-Y, S-E-K-U-L-O-W. You can look that up on Facebook as well.
You can like that page. And then we also have an ACLJ page that is up. So you'll be able to find, just look for the ones that the real ones are pretty easy to spot. So just find those out.
Yeah, let's make this thing. It's going viral already. Let's make sure it does. When I get these pictures up, folks, you're not going to believe it. I'm staring at the picture from the World War II era, and I'm staring at the monument one from 1953, and it's exactly the same. I mean, it's like Logan said, it's as close as you could get. We didn't have digital imagery then.
Right, for the time period.
It's unbelievable. So this is a historically significant monument for these soldiers. Here's the number if you want to add your name to this letter going to the Forestry Service. Many of you are. It's 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We're going to go right back to our phones.
All right. Becky's calling from Montana as well, line two. Becky, welcome to the program.
Glad we're hearing from folks from Montana. Hi, Becky.
Hi there. I just had called in. I wanted to just give a comment. Thanks to the group that started all this support, but I'm, of course, a native Montanan, and I have to disagree with the freedom from religion people, because I have so many friends, including myself, who have gone there specifically to get pictures with the Jesus statue, because it's unique, it's wonderful, and a lot of us have a deeper feeling about Jesus being in a statue. But along with that, there are people all over the world who come to the Whitefish Mountain Resort to ski.
Right.
And there are pictures of people, I'm sure, all over the world with that Jesus statue. I just think
you're absolutely correct. Let me say this, and we could look that up too and see if we'll find pictures of people that have had their photos of people with their picture taken with it. But you said something that it's no way unique. Here is from the letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. It says, quote, "This cement shrine has no artistic value. It is in no way unique." And I am looking at right now, I'd love to have that quote up there with the two pictures I'm looking at, which are the current statue that was put up in place in 1955 and a depiction of the actual statue from World War II era. And by the way, there were a lot of these throughout the Alps. And there it is, folks. So this is absolute positive nonsense coming from these organizations, and I'm glad you're taking a stand, Becky, and encourage your friends to do the same thing as we go back to the phones.
All right, Tony's calling on line four. Tony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tony.
Hello, how are you?
Great.
I'm a veteran.
Great, wonderful. Thanks for your service.
Thank you. It's a privilege to serve, plus it's a family tradition, and I thank the good Lord for your radio station. It makes it so much more enjoyable.
Thanks.
Listen to actual fact-based events. As far as the Freedom From Religion Foundation, it's pretty ironic. They have this negative mentality because they're in a way shortchanging themselves in life of enrichment following the Lord.
But you know what the thing is here? They want to remove every vestige of symbolism that has a religious connotation. And here's the scary part. I'm reading from a memo, again, that was prepared by our team here. The Forestry Service actually, once they got the letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, ended the letter this way. They concluded with that the renewal of the permit, remember we're talking about a 10-year renewable permit like a lease, would, quote, result in an inappropriate use of public land. That's from the Forestry Service. Forget the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That's from the Forestry Service, an inappropriate use of public land. So here's my question to you. If you think that this is an inappropriate use of public land, well, I guess you're not going to sign on to this letter going to the Forestry Service. But if you think this is an appropriate use of public land, that it's a depiction of World War II monuments, that it is, in fact, a positive statement for the community, and two, and I think this is critical as well, positive statement of what exactly our soldiers saw, the 10th Cavalry Division from Montana saw, then you sign your name to this letter. Here's that number again, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let me also encourage you, a very easy way to sign on is go to aclj.org. It is that easy to do. You do it right on the homepage. It takes just minutes, and many, many people are doing just that. So I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org. We're just shy of 47,100, so please go to aclj.org. And by the way, we're in that matching challenge, so anything you donate is doubled. We appreciate that as well. Logan, let's go to another call.
James calling from New York on line three. James, welcome to the program.
Hi, James.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment that I'm a vet myself from Iraq, and I think that this is an absolute slap in the face to every single veteran that's ever served. And if the Freedom From Religion organization there wants to take down this monument, then what's stopping them from wanting to go to Arlington Cemetery with a chisel and taking every cross or Star of David off of all the tombstones?
Absolutely nothing. And they actually really want to do that. And that's the concern. That's where this is all going at the end of the day. Understand that. They happen to be focusing on Montana right now. But in their world, a cross at a memorial site, a cross, a Star of David at Arlington Cemetery near our offices in Washington, D.C., would also be a non-go. And that's exactly what we're concerned about. And listen, you're not the only one speaking out on that. We've had congressmen deal with that as well, who have actually said that that's the concern here. Where are they going to stop? What are they going to do in this kind of situation? Do they want ultimately the monuments to go down from, Arlington Cemetery? Listen to soundbite number 14. This is Congressman Ted Poe.
What's next? Is the anti-religious crowd going to demand the government chisel off the crosses, the Stars of David, and other religious symbols on the tombstones of our war dead at Arlington Cemetery? The Constitution protects free speech and freedom of religion. I hope the people of Montana are successful in keeping the anti-religious bunch from taking the Jesus statue. And that's just the way it is.
Well, we appreciate Congressman Postan. We appreciate yours, James. And, Logan, we've got some information now up at the web.
That's right. If you go to aclj.org and click the docket blog, you'll see that right in the main navigational bar. It'll take you to our newest article, which is comparing the Jesus statues. You'll see them written by Matthew Clark here in our offices in Nashville. Again, that's on aclj.org. If you want to see pictures of them, they're on the docket blog right now.
And I can tell you something. I'm looking at it right now. This is pretty impressive, folks. When you see these two statutes, it's pretty amazing. And I want to thank particularly Miles Terry, Associate Counsel of the ACLJ, Matt Clark, an Associate Counsel of the ACLJ. Advocacy in the media is a big part of what we do, and then we take it to the Department of Interior, which is exactly what we're doing. I'm going to have more information for you tomorrow, but let me take what I need you to go. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. ACLJ.org is a great way for you to sign this petition. Check out this docket blog, which I am liking to my Facebook right now, and I encourage you to do that as well. You want to make sure that you have this information available and you see it, and you're going to see the two depictions of the photos. It's pretty incredible, folks. So go to aclj.org, and as I said yesterday, we're in a matching challenge. Any amount you donate is matched. So if you donate $50, we get $100. $10 is $20. $100 is $200. Many of you have done that. Thank you. aclj.org to either sign the petition or to make an online donation or both. You can also call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Would speak out now. 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.